signaling the positive signs. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Though President Biden is cautiously optimistic about the inflation numbers released today.
Consumer prices are up 8.5% from a year ago, but the consumer price index was unchanged between June and July.
We're seeing some signs that inflation may be beginning to moderate. That's what happens when you build an economy from the bottom up and the middle out.
President Biden noted the latest CPI report at a bill signing here at the White House.
We could face additional headwinds in the months ahead. Our work is far from over.
The Federal Reserve has been raising key interest rates in an attempt to slow down the economy and cool inflation. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The bill signing for the so-called PAC Act, which extends the health benefits for veterans exposed to toxic burn pits.
We have many obligations, but only one truly sacred obligation: to equip those we send into harm's way and to care for them and their families when they come home.
The president said this was a personal matter. His son, Bo, who served in Iraq, died of cancer. Burn pits were used in Iraq and Afghanistan to dispose of chemicals, cans, plastics, and other materials. The legislation will help veterans get disability payments without having to prove their illness was a result of their service. Former President Trump out with new statements after the FBI search of his Mar-a-Lago estate.
Former President Trump says federal investigators asked his lawyers to leave the premises as they conducted a search warrant at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. Posting on a social media platform, Mr. Trump complained, quote, "Obama and Clinton were never raided despite big disputes."
Fox's Jonathan Sarri in Palm Beach. Today, Trump pleaded the fifth during a deposition at the New York Attorney General's office, which is conducting a civil investigation of his business dealings. America is listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
A second trial for two of the men accused in the plot to kidnap Michigan's governor.
Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr. were accused of plotting to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer along with four other men. Two of those men pled guilty. Then at trial, a jury acquitted two other men but couldn't decide Fox's and Croft's fates. So in their second trial, federal prosecutors told jurors the men wanted an American Revolution before concocting this plot and that Croft had said all it would take is to hang a sitting governor. But attorneys for the men had previously argued they were weekend warrior big talkers who got roped into saying they would do more by an FBI informant. An attorney for Fox told jurors this week his client is not the best or worst of us, but has a right to be a homeless guy living under a vacuum shop, angry and opinionated about the pandemic. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
One of two Wisconsin women who were sent to a state mental health facility after a stabbing attack on a sixth grade classmate in 2014 that they claim was to appease the horror character Slender Man has withdrawn her petition for release. 20-year-old Morgan Geiser rescinded her request after receiving a doctor's report evaluating her mental state. Domino's says arrivederci to Italy.
Domino's has realized they can't make dough trying to sell pizza in the country credited with creating it, bowing out of the Italian market after some 7 years. The American conglomerate, which once had plans to open as many as 880 stores in Italy by 2030, has shuttered all 29 locations in the country, apparently done in by a taste for more artisanal pies, also a growth in home delivery food. The company's Italian website remains live, though some outlets in places like Rome and Turin listed business hours as Sunday to Saturday closed. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Wall Street, the Dow was up 535. The Nasdaq gained 360. The S&P plus 87. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.